Everybody wants to smile. Everybody needs a mention. Attention, attention for a while. Come on, baby, give it all you've got. Get into the power of the clock. You know we'll only get it if we try. Give me your attention for a while. Attention, attention for a while. Give me your attention for a while.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of Vintage Clothes Radio. This one, of course, follows Ringo Starr in his solo career, starting from 1976 to 1983. In this time period, he recorded two albums for Atlantic Records, both produced by Arif Mardin. He released one album in 1978 on Epic Records. Then he released two albums on RCA Records, and one of them wasn't even released in the United States or the United Kingdom. So, the last song you heard was from Stop and Smell the Roses, and it was written and produced by Paul McCartney. And the next song you're going to hear is from Ringo's Rotograv, his first album for Atlantic Records, released in 1976.
So
The song you just heard was from Ringo the Fourth, which really should have been called Ringo the Sixth. We'll forget about that little title issue, and we'll move to about that album. It's a pretty good album. It's not that bad. I mean, the problem is, of course, Ringo can't sing very well, so that's always a problem. Unfortunately, the lead single, Drowning in the Sea of Love, was somehow missing from the Photograph Best Of collection. Even though it's a pretty good song, it didn't really do well chart-wise, but it's a pretty good song. The next track you're going to hear is from the worst Beatles solo album of all time, Bad Boy. And it's a pretty good song. It's a cover, but it's still good. So here's a track from Bad Boy.
To say what I mean what I say. I set myself up, let myself down. I may be a fool to spread it around, but I just wanna let you know. Sometimes I find it so hard not to show. Then surely I've lost. You tend to get burned, tend to get bruised, but it's my life. Whatever I choose, oh, I just wanna let you know. Sometimes I find it so hard not to show. And I let my feelings go. do but smile. Back a few years ago, I was blind, now I can see 4 miles. Baby, you saved me, loving me, will you stay for a while? You got a nice way of believing in me. You got a nice way, tell me so.
That last track was another one from Stop and Smell the Roses. Now, Stop and Smell the Roses was the last Beatles solo album I bought. I got it on eBay from, I can't remember where the guy was from, but anyway, it's the Japanese version, which doesn't have the bonus tracks that the American version had, and the American version is a pain in the ass to find. On eBay, it can go upwards of $100. It's ridiculous, but I got this Japanese version a lot cheaper. Also, for the next album, Old Wave, I got this one on eBay as well from a dealer in Belarus, of all places. It's a Japanese version that I have, and it's also missing the bonus track that you can find on the American version, which is only available for about a year and is also a pain in the ass to find and can also reach up to $100 on eBay. It's ridiculous. After all, it's only an album by Ringo Starr. It's not like it's going to be that good. But Old Wave is surprisingly good. He produced the album with Joel Walsh, and it's really good. The song you're going to hear is called In My Car, which was the lead single, which of course was also only released in the countries where the album was also released, which is like Canada, Germany, Japan, and some other places in Europe. So this is called In My Car, and it was co-written with Joel Walsh, and also ended up on a Joel Walsh album, I believe. So here we go, it's In My Car.
Distance in my car.
Now, that was a great song, wasn't it? It really annoyed me that it was kept off of Photograph, because, I mean, if EMI could get the rights from RCA to put on Rack My Brain, why couldn't they have gotten the rights from RCA to put on In My Car, which is a great song, and they couldn't have argued that there was time limitations or anything, because it's a really short song, but it's awesome, isn't it? Now, it's almost time to go, and so keep checking the blog, things are rolling along. I'm still doing Album of the Day. Right now, as I'm recording this, I'm up to about 57. I can't believe it. Okay, so, you know, trying to keep up with the podcasts is kind of hard, you know, being in college and everything. So, even though I really don't like to play two songs back-to-back from the same album, I'm going to leave you with another track from Old Wave. This one, I don't think it's a cover. I know Ringo didn't write it, he probably just randomly found it somewhere. And it was written by two guys named John Reed and John Slate, at least that's what the sleeve says. This is called Picture Show Life. It's a really good, interesting song. And so I'll leave you with that. Goodbye, good night, and I'll see you next time on Vintage Clothes Radio, where I'll be featuring Ringo one last time, covering all of his albums from Time Takes Time in 1992 to Liverpool 8 in 2008. Okay, so here we go.
Hollywood is waltzing, doing that double talking. Anything they could do to make it through another LA night. And can you imagine all those girls are strolling, all the boys are holding. They're doing their best to make it through another LA night. In a picture show life, in their own little world, in their own little space, they can be who they want to in their own little place. Hollywood is reeling with the double meaning. Anything they can say to make it through another LA night. And can you imagine all the girls are smiling, boys are trying anything they can take to burn away another LA night. In a picture show life, they win and they lose, and they pick and they choose. They've been dancing for so can they do? Can you imagine all those girls are strolling, all those boys are holding. They're doing the best to make it through another LA night. In a picture show life,
they can be who they want to in their own little place. Now you can count on me, I'll be there, you'll see, on the stage of the Carnegie Hall. When the house lights go down, that's when I'll come on, 'cause I'm a man and I'm really quite small. 'Cause a man like me belongs to the world, and the world is a great place to be. And a man like me just sings for the world. When I'll be your clown, and we'll sing our song.